Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Poetry with Flavor. This is your host, Miss Lucy. We've been having a few technical difficulties the last few times we've been on, and you're unable to talk with me or make a comment. So we hope that doesn't happen tonight. I hope that you'll be able to hear me clearly. I hope you all enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. I hope your family gets home safely if they went out of town. I was trying to think of, you know, the word Thanksgiving. What I'm thankful for is this opportunity to be on this podcast, to keep myself engaged and communicating, to help stave off cognitive decline, which is what I'm dealing with. But I'm very grateful to have this podcast, and I'm very grateful to those of you who have been following, who are tuning in. It's appreciated. And this evening I'm going to do a series of poems that actually is going to be in a chapbook of maybe about 25 poems. And I haven't quite settled on a title yet. It's either going to be I Pledge Allegiance, or I'm going to title it Politics, a B in front of the word politics. And the poems all center around place in this world, meaning Black folk, and the impact it has on our everyday, daily life. So that's what I'm going to be reading this evening. Okay. It's about our how it affects our daily life, our attitude, our everything. So I'd like to know what you think about it when we're all said and done. Okay. This is called Nuff Said. It stems from the home, Mama says. Yeah, the White House, I say. Wedding dress must be virgin or white, and bridal cakes with white icing, formal invitations on embossed white paper. Business stationery is more authoritative on white, and diplomas printed on white, tied with a gold ribbon. White hospital walls and gowns are more sanitary. Bleach the wheat to make white bread. Bleach the grain to make white rice. And devil's food cake is always chocolate. And angel food cake is white. Sell your women in ads that lie and entice. Playboy whores are called ladies. And gentlemen prefer blondes who wear white shoulders perfume. And blondes do have more fun when they've shampooed with white rain. And pale hands wearing white diamonds at the expense of bent black backs. The Star of Africa
fitted in a crown worn on the head of a pale-faced queen. White knights to the rescue, as black children ask white Santa for their dreams. White angels on the Christmas tree, their hair falling in streams, protected by militarily dressed white soldiers, parading as nutcrackers, whose job it is to crack black and brown nuts, especially those ones called niggatos. European education for all to learn how to be white or create desire to be white. Blue-eyed Jesus and white Christian religion used to pacify and enslave communion given in church covered in white drapes to receive a white wafer to cleanse your filthy black soul. Elegant dining is when waiters wear white gloves and serve food on white doilies. And white Easter Bunny brings white chocolate candy. And white-collar jobs are symbols of success. In the game of pool, the objective is to knock the black eight ball into the pocket. And your dictionary definition of white says it is pure, innocent, and spotless. So I guess little white lies are harmless, like black Mickey Mouse has the Tiglio, and the bad guys wear black hats, and white witches are good ones, and black witches are evil. And the white smoke from your cigarettes won't ruin my lungs. And it's okay to say New World Order when it looks the same to me. White faces in charge of a world full of faces of color, and black is only good for funerals. Nuff said. Okay, some of these are really short and some are long, but we'll go through them. Again, these I've compiled this group of poems to be presented in a chat book of about 25 poems, maybe more than that, at the counting. And I'm still thinking about what I will title it. Okay, but it's about the impact of skin color and the impact it's had on in our daily life. Okay, let's see. This is called Boxed In with No Place to Go. Low self-esteem. Disrespect for self and others, rejects authority, low expectations, school dropout, teen pregnancy, joblessness, drugs, black on black crime, loss of unity, no sense of community, feels left out. Low participation in the voting process. Those who succeed get a title and get amnesia and separate self from the group. And BMW mentality, believe straight hair is better and prettier and white is nicer. Practice discrimination against your own kind. Believe labels, whether on clothing or titles before names, elevates you. It makes you better than the rest and accepted by society. Challenge black authority and accept white authority without question. Wake up. Wake up. You are helping us to kill us. This one is very short. It's called Second Nature. We've got vowing and scraping and compromising down to such a fine science. We think we're supposed to act like that, almost natural. Genocide, hip-hop's misogynistic, vulgar renderings, loud, repugnant, relentlessly fill the airwaves, killing our children. This one is very short also. It's called Inertia. I meant to look up inertia before I did this poem. I'm trying to recall from what, 7th or 8th grade science class. I remember the demonstration. The, not professor, the teacher had a bucket of water. And had all these tiny little buckets, and we had water, and we had to, what do you call it? Lord have mercy, my brain. Centrifugal force. As you swirl the water around in the bucket, it didn't come out, but it had a motion that carried it around and around. So I know I'm not making any sense. I'm trying to remember what the definition is. Inertia. Let's see what. Can't even get it on the.
Pressure on YouTube.
Can't even get it on the. Boom. Okay. Well, anyway. Once proud.
Sorry,
people.
Something went wrong. Please try opening YouTube. Continue.
Oh, let me turn this off. Okay. I was trying to get a definition for inertia. Once proud people, now accepting of garbage-strewn lawns, piss-stained hallways, and broken children. And in that short poem, I was trying to illustrate or talk about how we've lost our pride in ourselves. We've let some of our neighborhoods really just fall down. And in that, not just the physical falling down and the trash and all of that, but our children are hurting. Okay. This one is called Nobody's Counting. I love the company of the old folks. So much wisdom they have to share. So much strength to gain from their stories of overcoming struggle and pain. The only thing I hate is when I ask their age and the answer comes back, near as I can figure. You see, back then, nobody was counting niggas, treasure of a human being was only seen as being black. I'm sorry, I'm rattling a lot of, you know, papers. But let me take a moment to tell you, I have a surprise for those of you who follow me, who like the poetry and have put up with me shuffling papers and so forth. I know for at least a solid year I've been talking about getting a computer, and I want you to know that I am so close that I will probably have a new computer come first week in December, and hopefully that will help me give you a better presentation, because as it is, if you saw a picture of me right now, you'd probably break out laughing, because I'm in a chair with piles of 6 piles of paper. A poem is on each one of the pages. And I'm holding my cell phone in my hand trying to read this poetry, and it's just not working for me anymore. It's a real headache, and I'm probably don't sound very well on the phone. So we're getting a computer and we're getting a microphone, and hopefully that will help us present a better reading for you. And also, we're hoping that maybe by the 1st of January, we will be doing poetry every Monday instead of the second and fourth Monday of every month. We would do every Monday, and within that, formatted a better program for you. Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm reading poems that are going to be included in a new chapbook. Okay, this one's called Patriotism. First, only in battle. Say we should feel honored. Question our patriotism. Must prove by being cannon fodder. More than an equal opportunity to die. Never an equal opportunity to live. But yet, we pledge allegiance. Okay. And this next poem is entitled, I Pledge Allegiance to My People. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the African American people and to one African nation under the Creator, united and strong, uplifting the children with uncovered truths, assuring our rightful place on this earth. I pledge allegiance to my people to give my brothers and sisters love, respect, and support, to always extend a helping hand, to network, promote, elevate, and give hope, to live and work from the perspective of we and not I, to assure that my dollar from African America, it buys, to continue the tradition of extended family, community, and unity. I pledge allegiance to my people, to the benefit of all, and the betterment of the world. Okay. This next poem is called Fraudom. The free and freedom is only to confuse you, tease you, control you, fool you, even to abuse you. The free and freedom should be spelled F-R-A-U-D. Okay. Well, you know, there's a movement across this nation and several states that just blows my mind about getting rid of any curriculum that has to do with the history of Black people. The history of Black people here is the history of America. But anyway, this poem was written over 25, 30 years ago, but it's called When the Chalk Dust Settles. Stamp them in. Stamp them out. Seek work until they cry out. Some teachers come early to jumpstart the day, not with lessons, but with wessons. Oil and eggs, stamp them in, stamp them out, in your seat, no moving about. Some teachers stay late, but not with papers to grade, but for gossip, cheese eating, and secret dates they've made. No time to educate children's minds, got five more classes before the end of the day. Stamp them in, stamp them out, train the child. Train the child to obey. Education is the key to the future. 'Tis true. But we better rethink where we get it and from whom. Okay. This okay, let's see. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, we'll do this one. This one is called Function at the Junction. In vogue Negroes wearing Korean-made kente, going to a Black function to practice handshakes foreign to their loyalties and alien to their souls. This is called Nigger Price. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. One price is his, the other is mine, for the same thing, no less. Do you understand? What's your guess? One price is his, the other is mine. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Now, ain't that dirty? Okay. Dinner is served. This is a, you know, in my family, many of the women, my grandmother and aunt, worked as housekeepers in rich white folks' houses, and this is where this poem comes from. Dinner is served. The children called her by her first name. For her own to do so would have wreaked havoc. The missus was demanding, mean-spirited, and curt at best. The master on the sly was forward, flirty, and made her skin crawl, made her feel dirty. She had children of her own in need and depending. She ignored all, worked steady, did all the cooking and all the mending. As if guided by a hand that better understood the game, she picked the roast up off the floor, placed it on the platter, hid the bits of dust under parsley as Mr. graciously held open the dining room door. Okay. Okay. This is called Someone Might Think. The Jews embrace Jews from whatever land and call them all kin. White folks have open arms for the Polish and Soviets and others with white skin. We are the only folks who reject our own, go out of our way to make the connection thin, lest someone think we're African. Okay. Makes no difference. Why doesn't having a black mayor, a black school superintendent, black police commissioner make any difference in our fate? It just doesn't equate. We're still unemployed and filling the jails. Our children are dropping out before they are failed. Too frequently, complaints of police brutality file in with racism's ugly taint. And so I ask again, what difference does it make in our fate to have a black take over? The inequities just get bolder. Is it too much to expect? Or is it the super nig syndrome I detect? Okay. Let us move from backward to forward, from down to up, from don't to do, from one to two, from separations to unity, isolation to community, from shelling to overcoming, from reaction to action, from passivity to might, from King Kong to Black Knight, from under to on top, from slave to free man, from alone to extended hand, from can't to can. This is called, So Why Is Chocolate Always the Favorite Flavor of the Month? I need a drink of water. So why is chocolate always the favorite flavor of the month? You say the bad guy wears a black hat. And never, not ever let a black cat cross your path. That things sold illegally are called black market. And your brother is the black sheep in your family. When Wall Street crashed, you said it was a black day for the stock market. In fact, you renamed the whole month black. And always in the same breath that the word white is spoken, it is accompanied by the perceptions of pure and right. And when you say the word black, you attach to it the words and images of fear, ignorance, poverty, and hate. So tell me, why do you buy 10 tons of suntan oil to get as black as me? Pierce your ears with several holes. Perm your hair to imitate my curls. Steal our soulful handshakes. Award white singers who sound black. While your woman describes her ideal man as tall, dark, and handsome. As she adopts the hairstyles of braids, plaits, and cornrows that you call chic on her and militant and extreme on me. All the while, winking and blinking your blue eyes at me as your tongue moistens your weak, thin lips. So tell me, why is chocolate always the favorite flavor of the month? Progress. Progress for us is tied to our unity and our sense of community. To move up the ladder, these things are a must. I don't know why that phone is beeping. Okay, this is called Ingenuity USA. Cloning. Surrogate motherhood. Sex change operations. Sperm banks. Agent Orange. AIDS. Nuclear weaponry. Chemical waste dumps. Yes, wait a minute, you can't read my... Can't read my writing. Eurocentric education. Discrimination. I thought ingenuity was for the benefit and betterment of mankind. But all I find is hate, destruction, death. We're running out of time. BMW. When BMW means black men working, black women working, black mothers winning against poverty, black men and women together, maybe then I'll buy one. This is, let me see, wipe my glasses with it. I cannot see. '60s flashback. You call me Negro, you who've only let your hair go. I cannot, wait a minute. is something stuck on my glasses that all I did was smear it. Okay, sorry about that. 60s flashback. You call me Negro? You who've only let your hair go unstraightened? You call me Negro? You who walk around with a 5-inch pick in your lint-filled hair? You call me Negro? You who wear only the sweat of laziness from sitting in the sun, accomplishing little by days done? You call me Negro as a degrading label? You who hollers, black is where it's at, black is heavy, I'm black and proud, can you dig it? Dig on this black man, labels, be it Tom, darky, nigger, Negro, or black, because of us, black is where it's at. With our emotions drained and our backs bent, we Negroes are the reason you can call yourself black and proud. Our a vocabulary for survival. Hold on one minute. I literally have to get up out of this chair and wet these glasses and wipe them clean. Just give me 1 second because I cannot see. Okay. Still not. Okay, I'm back. I've got my got that spot off of my glasses. Again, these poems I've been reading this evening are all going to be in a chapbook, which I have titled. I have two titles in mind, and we'll see. It may be called I Pledge Allegiance, or I may call it Politics. Again, it's all the poems are related to how our blackness impacts our daily life in every way. Okay. This is called Don't You Be No Fool. Don't be no fool. And believe that the brother on the corner, brown bagged bottle in hand, ain't worth spit. It's the game of a man to turn brother against brother, child against mother. Divide and conquer is the plan. And they will stand on our backs forever unless we are clever enough to extend to each a helping hand. Flipping pages. This is called Stop Talking Black. Stop talking black. It's only on the surface. Like your skin, lacking taste. No deep, dark richness, like chocolate icing on a chocolate cake. Just a chocolate-covered Twinkie going to waste. Road to Freedom. Negro Minds. Into black minds, into black consciousness, into African minds, into power. Okay. Okay. Okay, let me see. All right, this is called From Surviving, Thriving. I don't know why this phone. Hold on. I hope you can still hear me. I don't know why that interruption keeps coming in. Okay. From surviving, thriving. We've been kidnapped, chained, beaten, burned, jailed, bombed, even turned into Uncle Toms. We've been lied to, denied school, lied about, placed under a cloud of doubt. We've been humiliated, our men emasculated, ejected, rejected, raped, made victims of hate. And the list will grow. The incidents escalate until our minds, we elevate from survive to thrive with a history of leadership and countless accomplishments of great traditions. An enormous pride. We'll move forward from surviving to a people strong and thriving. Okay. Back in nature. I'm flipping pages as usual. Okay. Looking for the time. We're going to end this at 7:50. At 7:50, we're going to end the podcast. And okay, I'll just leave it at that. If you get a chance, I know it's still holiday for a lot of people, but you could text me what you think of this series of poems on the impact of our skin on our daily life. And I'd like to know what you thought of the poem. And hopefully the format will get better for the program. My voice will sound better because we're getting a microphone and a new computer. So, okay, we'll see. This is, let's see. Until freedom is complete. And boy, this goes so way back. I went to a lecture, and it was Dr. Asa Hilliard, and as I recall, yeah, it was Asa Hilliard, and it inspired me to write this. Boy, that was so many years ago. It's called Until Freedom is Complete. We've got to free our minds and return to the source of our African beginnings and African thought. Repeat. We've got to free our minds and return to the source of our African beginnings and African thought. Repeat. We've got to free our minds and return to the source of our African beginnings and African thought. Repeat until freedom is complete. Okay. Okay, I'm flipping. Okay. A vocabulary for survival. We, African Americans, brothers, sisters, extended family, community, unity, love, care, share, education, knowledge, network, educate, support, mentor, vote, nationalism, Pan-Africanism, independent, productive, power. Okay. I'm going to end with this one. It's called, it's on the same, again, the same thing of who we are, judged by our color and how others see us and how we see ourselves. Universality. Our universality lies in our commonality of being last man. I hope you enjoyed tonight's reading. I hope I didn't do too bad a job. Again, I'm making an excuse, but well, it's really not an excuse, it's just what it is. I do not have a, a professional setup. I'm not sitting at a desk. I don't have a computer in front of me. I'm holding the phone in my hand, which is awkward, and trying to read at the same time. And I'm at that age and stage where multitasking and all of what I'm doing right now is just is too much for me. So we finally, as I said, we'll be getting a computer, we'll be getting a microphone, so hopefully my voice will sound better. You can clearly understand what I'm saying. We're going to be going from twice a month to 4 Mondays a month, and within that, we're formulating how are we going to do this. And I know you're tired of hearing my same old stale poems over and over, but we are going to probably alternate with. I don't even want to say it out loud yet until I get it formulated. But it's going to hopefully be a much more comprehensive and professional presentation of poetry of color. That's what I'm going to call it. But I thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon. Good night.